Live local high school basketball is on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com. Every moment of exciting hoops coverage is brought to you by
Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Tom Coffey's Soft Water, Aeroquip Credit Union, Grimes Plumbing, Trips Collision Centers, Performance Automotive Northwest, Ghost Energy Drink and Ghost Hydration, Wolverine Seal Coating, Will Be Transit Mix, Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, County National Bank, The Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, Bailey Excavating, American Title Company, Phelps Towing, The Protection Center, Alro Metals and Plastics, Avenue Auto, Able Heating and Cooling, and Fuller's Chem Dry.
Now, let's go courtside for live coverage of high school basketball with Steve Boyle and Brian Haynes.
Steve Boyle, the professor, Brian Haynes, and we are live tonight. Chelsea High School, this time the Bulldogs are involved. We've got a doubleheader of girls high school district basketball, and we get things started here coming up at 5:30 as the Chelsea Bulldogs host the Columbia Central Golden Eagles. Of course, we saw Columbia play a matchup on Monday. Now they're here for game two of their tournament run. This is the opener for the postseason for Chelsea. Brian, good to be with you once again. I feel like we spent a lot of time together during the football season, but nothing matches the late February, early March tournament time in basketball. We're pretty much together every day.
Yeah, I knew it was too much when last night I even had a dream about you, Steve. I didn't even tell you about that. But it was just that we were, like, hanging out or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably
just,
playing
just
golf.
Weird. Yeah. Just weird that you were in my dream. But that's how much I see
too
you.
Too much. Yeah, yeah, too much, I guess, if I'm seeping into your subconscious. We want to thank some other sponsors on the game tonight. Columbia School District, Chelsea State Bank, Aspen One Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, and Grass Lake Community Schools, your destination district in Jackson County. As we get into this game tonight, we'll have some other ones to mention in game two of our doubleheader as we get ready for that. But right now, Brian, I think we got to talk this matchup. Chelsea and Columbia Central. I think coming into that game on Monday, we expected kind of a closer tilt. I think Pinckney had thought that they, you know, they were third in their conference, and they were, you know, they were an obvious third place behind Tecumseh and Chelsea. But they felt like beyond that, they had held their own all year and played very well. I think they expected to be competitive with Columbia Central, but that's not how it materialized. A dominating win for Columbia, particularly in the second half. They did it with a lot of defense and transition scoring. And so what they did in that game by, you know, by taking care of Pinckney the way they did started to make it look like, all right, maybe they are going to be a tougher matchup for Chelsea. So what we were hoping to see on Monday is kind of what we're maybe hoping to see tonight, is a Chelsea and Columbia Central matchup that turns out better than expected.
Yeah, that first game against Pinckney, as you said, first quarter, Pinckney was up 10-8. We thought, okay, this is going to be a close contested game. And then Columbia really found themselves and put their foot on the gas and never looked back. And, you know, a lot of that came from the freshman Gabby Gaydosh, who was a first-team all-conference dream teamer for the Cascades. And she showed everybody in the gym what made her that dream teamer, that's for sure.
Yeah, and I think what we can take away from that early part of the game being as close as it was and then changing throughout the course of the game, this is Gabby Gaydosh, Leland Brown. This is their first taste of high school basketball tournament basketball. So by the end of that game, now they've got that under their belt. They're a little more savvy. They maybe shake off any nerves they might have had and come out here and just, hey, turns out it's just another basketball game. Let's go try to win.
Yeah, and you know what, Steve? We always are looking for little edges for a team that we might say on paper is the underdog. Tonight, we do think Columbia Central is kind of an underdog against this Chelsea team, but I think you just hit an important point. That first game to kind of get those district nerves out of the way, and we did see that in the first quarter. You know, if Columbia can come out and maybe Chelsea has those in the first quarter and Columbia can get a little lead or something, hey, we might have a ball game.
Yeah, and we'll talk a little bit as we shift over to talking about Chelsea a little bit. I'm going to have some notes as to why Columbia Central comes in as kind of an underdog. We've got four teams in this district. They've all played against Grass Lake this year.
Right.
The only one who didn't lose was Chelsea. Noteworthy. Everybody, Grass Lake beat everybody in this district at least once except for Chelsea, and that's noteworthy, I think. Also, when we go to the rankings, we'll note Chelsea coming in at number 8. Western's in at number 7. Michigan Center in at number 19, and then Columbia left out of that top 20 rankings for the MHSAA, so they're going to, again, be the underdog. But I don't think you can quite quite narrow them down to something like that, because again, they're led by some freshmen and younger players who are only now coming into their own, and so I think they're going to give what they can. Chelsea, though, they are as good as advertised, it would appear anyway, coming into the game, and they're 16-4. Those losses all make sense. Ann Arbor Father Gabriel Richard, Detroit Edison in their last game, Tecumseh twice, the very good Tecumseh team, who's also ranked in the top 20 by the MHSAA at number 2. So, and the other one, Ann Arbor Father Gabriel Richard's number 1. So their losses are not games that they would have been favorites in, even.
Yeah, Steve, we're big eyeball test guys. You know, we like coming in, watching warm-ups, and seeing what we see. Right now, they're playing a little 3-on-2, getting warmed up, and you just see, it just looks like athlete after athlete.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something Columbia is going to have to be ready to run, and they're going to have to take care of the ball, because you get that athletic big girls that Chelsea has. They're going to put some pressure on Columbia, so we're going to see how the freshmen get to handle that here on Chelsea's home floor.
Yeah, no doubt about it. We're working our way toward game time here on the pregame, brought to you by Columbia Schools. Looking forward. I've been talking about it all postseason. Of course, we're here for basketball, but I'm thinking about a robotics competition coming up a week from Saturday, and we'll be broadcasting live from there with a little information on K105.3, so I look forward to being out for that, and I appreciate Columbia Schools adding a little sponsorship money here for the postseason with their Golden Eagles. So far so good, 1-0 in this tournament, and going out with a tough matchup against Chelsea, but a matchup that I think they're up for, and it's going to matter what kind of preparation they've got and what they're, you know, what they come in here ready to do.
I joked with Coach Dickerson and his assistant Brianna Tucker, and I said, hey, right now, anytime you and I have talked before a game, you're 1-0, you've never lost. And he said, yeah, I hope I get to keep talking to you. Well, they did tonight, and we'll see if they get 2 on Friday.
No doubt about it. Well, let's go ahead and take a 3-minute break here on the pregame for Columbia Schools. When we come back, we'll get the starting lineups. Columbia and Chelsea, game one of our doubleheader, game 2, Western and Michigan Center, coming up on WKHM and online at WKHM.com.
Have you been in downtown Jackson lately? There have been so many improvements, from new buildings and businesses to restaurants and events, like the Fall Fest and Chili Classic, and Bright Walls, and great places to eat like Bella Notte, Veritas, Crazy Cowboy, Nightlight, The Chase, Dirty Bird, and RJ's Metropolitan Ice Cream Company. Old buildings are coming down, making room for new apartment buildings. And don't forget about the restoration of the Michigan Theater of Jackson. The downtown revitalization is absolutely amazing. This message and reminder of how lucky we are, Jackson, to have such a great downtown area is brought to you by our longtime downtown supporter, American Title Company, inviting you to rediscover the magic that is downtown Jackson.
Loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense.
Call the insurance professionals at the Protection Center above the post office in downtown Jackson, 787-1704, for a competitive quote. Serving the Jackson community for over 100 years. Are you looking for a rewarding career that improves the lives of your neighbors and community? Haley Excavating is a third-generation union excavating contractor that has been in business for over 50 years, taking pride in providing clean drinking water and smooth roads for the community. Haley Excavating is currently looking for employees with asphalt paving experience. Employment benefits include competitive wages, vacation pay, retirement, and health insurance, and a family-friendly atmosphere. Go to www.bailey-excavating.com to download a job application. Haley Excavating is an equal opportunity employer.
Hard work gives us power. Hard work makes us strong. Blue Ox Credit Union puts our membership above.
Whether you're looking to consolidate debt, purchase a new vehicle, or cover unexpected expenses, Blue Ox Credit Union has you covered with our various Blue Ox loan options. Our team is dedicated to helping our members achieve their financial goals, and our new lower rates will make it even easier for you to take control of your finances. Plus, with our streamlined application process and quick approval times, getting the funds you need has never been easier. Don't let high interest rates hold you back from achieving your dreams. Visit blueoxcu.org to learn more. Subject to credit union approval. Insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Blue Ox Credit Union keeps a membership up where they keeps a membership up where they belong.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes on the pregame here, brought to you by Columbia School District, and we're minutes away from getting tip-off in game one of our doubleheader tonight from Chelsea High School. And Brian, let's go ahead and grab these starting lineups.
Okay, well, if your memory's good, it's the same one from Monday, and that's three juniors, which include Emma Schaefer, Coley Brown, and Cecilia Slatt, and then the pair of freshmen. I don't know if we need a nickname for these freshmen that are so good, but Gabby Gaydosh and Leland Brown, we'll work on that.
Yeah, some kind of a...
like the freshman sensation.
Like we're Dick Vitale.
Yeah. Something better.
I feel like I had something in my notes and then I didn't remember to bring them. But, it was one of the most interesting aspects of that first game, getting to see Columbia Central actually play a full game for the first time this year, and to see how much the freshmen look like they've been playing longer than 1 year. Gaydosh in particular goes out there and kind of takes a leadership role, I think, in running the offense. And at some point, I think she's a player that can realize if they need a big bucket, if they need something good to happen, she can, you know, she will try to make that happen. You know, I don't want to say she's going to go out here and impose her will onto Chelsea or something, but I think she's got a good sense in the game to say, hey, we need a basket. It might be up to me to get it, and I think that's just that learning the game and knowing the game and taking you being better than just a skilled player, but having a feel for the game player that it looks like she'll be. And I don't want to say that it's not true for Leland Brown or anything, but that's the take that I had on Gabby Gaydosh that makes her look the most promising to me, is that she's a gamer, not just a scorer or a player. She's gonna be a gamer.
Yeah, she definitely did not look intimidated on the offensive end at all. Now, she is kind of slight of frame and kind of has a little freshman body yet, and she's going to go up against a pretty strong guard today, and I'll go ahead and give you Chelsea's starting lineup. And
yeah,
the guard I'm talking about is sophomore Aaliyah Wells. They also have junior Addie Howard, and then a trio of seniors, including Maggie McHale, Braden Scheffler, and their leading scorer, who has over 1,300 points in her career, Avery Lay.
All right, yeah, we often talk ahead of time about what looks like a roadblock that could potentially happen to me during the game, calling out, and we've got Maddie McHale and Maggie McHale on the roster for Chelsea, so just give me some leeway if I happen to stumble a couple times on one of those.
The good news, the bad news for you is they are twins. The good news is not identical. In fact, one's quite a bit shorter than the other. So if you look, but I'm going to have to figure that out myself too.
Yeah, and one digit versus two digit number. So there are some discrepancies that you can't tell listening to the radio, but we will have them. Anyway, as we get closer, ready for this one. Again, our pregame coverage brought to you by Columbia School District. And we're almost ready for tip-off. Brian, any predictions, anything you want to get out early about this game? You want to feel like you said it ahead of time so that you can know that later when it happens, you knew it all along.
Well, I will tell you this, Steve, and whether I should say this or not, I feel like both these games that we're about to watch tonight are kind of similar on paper as far as what we think might happen. I would probably make Chelsea a 10-point favorite in this game.
Yeah.
Now, that's not to say that Columbia can't come out and win the game, but a big thing, again, I think Gabby Gaydosh is going to need to stay out of foul trouble.
Yeah.
And she can't get caught reaching in on a bigger, stronger guard.
Yep.
And we'll see how that plays out for
That was kind of my same caution, too. She got her hand on so many balls on the defensive end on Monday that turned into points on the other end, and that's great. If you can get those transition buckets, those are going to be huge for them. But you can't force the issue too many times, because if they're officiating this game tight in any way, that gets you a couple fouls and gets you on the bench early, and that's no, you don't help your team when you're doing that. All right, we got to take a three-minute commercial break here on the pregame. When we come back, we're ready to tip it up. Chelsea and Columbia Central on WKHM and online at WKHM.com.
Are you interested in a career in metals and plastics distribution? Join the ALRO team. ALRO Steel and ALRO Plastics have over 3,000 teammates in 80 locations covering 16 states. At ALRO, you will receive extensive upfront training with many opportunities for advancement. Their core values include loyalty, honesty, and integrity. They offer competitive compensation and an excellent benefits package. Apply today at careers.alro.com. That's careers.alro.com.
Carrier has a complete line of home heating products to keep your family comfortable this winter without burning your budget. With smart temperature management and remote access options, it's easier than ever to control your home's climate. And Carrier energy-efficient systems can help reduce utility bills without sacrificing comfort. For more complete comfort and greater peace of mind, turn to your Carrier expert.
Call Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, Jackson's only Carrier factory authorized service dealer. 787-6984.
Your local Jelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. You can also pick up propane tanks at all locations for your summer grilling needs.
The Jelly Express Mart on South Street, Jefferson Road, County Farm Road, and the Galley in Napoleon now offer DoorDash.
Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled County Farm Road location. Also serving pizza for quick, convenient customer service above the rest. Always shop Jelly Express.
Is your money working hard enough? If you have money just sitting in a savings or checking account, you might be missing out on an opportunity for it to earn more. Our goal is to help your money work harder for you and your family. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley in Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
Spring cleanup is easy when you have the right equipment from Performance Automotive Northwest. From John Deere lawn tractors, mowers, and the parts and accessories you need to keep them moving. Also steel chainsaws, leaf blowers, and trimmers. Plus Husqvarna weed trimmers and Honda mowers. Yard work becomes less like work.
Get your lawn mowers and tractors ready for spring with their John Deere Ready to Mow mobile service. And blade sharpened at Performance Automotive Northwest.
On Airport Road by Meyer.
Online at PerformanceAutomotiveNorthwest.com.
For 80 years, we have all known them as OmniSource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability, reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we're all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes on the pregame here for Columbia Schools. And they are also our first quarter sponsor, so we'll stick with them going into this first period. 8 minutes on the clock, and we're getting the starters introduced out on the floor. Shout out to Paisley Myers. We were uncertain of her name on Monday when she sang the anthem, but today we got it. Paisley Myers, a seventh grader here at Chelsea School, and just nailed the national anthem.
I'd pay $5 and drive over to Chelsea just to hear Paisley sing that.
Worth it, yeah.
Yeah.
We might have to figure out how to mic her up for Friday's game so we can really let everybody realize what a good singer she is. And only in seventh grade, she's only going to get better.
I don't want anybody like her to have a microphone in front of her, because anybody that good is going to take my job.
Well, we don't know what her basketball acumen is, but...
But with that angel voice, it doesn't even matter.
And it's not going to be that hard to be better than you.
That's true. Unless this is a 10-point game, then we'll be able to say, oh, well, he nailed it.
Well, we call you the professor for a reason, and we're ready for your insight as we get into the game. And we head to the jump circle right now. And Chelsea will send Avery Lay in there, and she'll jump it up against Leland Brown for Columbia Central. I love these Columbia Central uniforms. They look new, but with an old-school feel. Blue and gold for Columbia. White with the blue and gold trim for Chelsea. They win the tip, and Chelsea brings it up. And that is Lay setting up the offense for Chelsea from that volleyball 10-foot line. Now right wing for Wells. Wells back in toward the middle, now goes right side. Looking for Lay down on the block, and she posts up, gets it. Strong move to the basket, and a bucket for Aaliyah Lay. For Avery Lay. And it's 2-0 Bulldogs. Columbia Central with the ball now. It's Cole. Coley Brown. Slap making a move. She gets a drive. Step on Wells in. Forces a shot up. Good defense. Rebounded by Lay. She looks to run the break. Right up the middle of the floor. She's got a running mate. Feeds it and gets it up. And we'll get a travel call. Stop at the bucket for Maggie McHale. Shuffled her feet on the uptake and called for the traveling violation.
Steve, Chelsea kind of picking him up full court. Kind of token pressure, though.
Oh, that's McHale's really pressuring Coley Brown, getting over the timeline, and now there's Slatt's got it into the corner for dribble around to the top from that was Schaefer, and now it's knocked away in the corner. And it'll stay Columbia ball, trailing 2-0 here very early. No touches for Gabby Gadosh yet. Right now she's being D'd up closely by Braden Scheffler. They get it out to Slatt. She gets a step on Wells, drives. Double team comes. Forces the shot up, no good. Rebound attempt here. Schaefer gets it away to Coley Brown. And second possession here for Columbia. Now on the baseline for Schaefer to the high post. And that is Leland Brown making a move to the basket. Too strong, missed it, but got a good look. And it's still 2-0 Bulldogs. Lay continues to drive it. Gets in deep, gets a shot up, missed it with the left hand, but will go to the free throw line for Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. And right now, very aggressive Avery Lay in the first minute and a half of this game.
And Steve, only a minute and a half, I'm already liking the way the officials are calling things. Columbia's taken two drives to the hole and just kind of wildly throwing them up, hoping for fouls. I kind of like that, not rewarding that.
Yeah. Making them make moves under control.
Looks like we got a little finger cut or something.
Quick trainer visit for Schaefer. Now it's Avery Lay at the free throw line for the Bulldogs. And she gets that to go. Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning free throws all night tonight. That's a make on the first attempt from the stripe for Lay.
We talked about Lay in the pregame about being over a 1,000-point scorer in her career, and boy, so far, she looks as advertised.
Yeah, easy to see how she got to the point total. And now our first touch of the game for Gadosh gets it in the backcourt. She'll bring it up the floor for Columbia. And that's where you got to watch out if you're McHale, because she can get a step, and there she does. Gets in with that floater that she hits so well on Monday. And that first one a little strong, rebounded by Chelsea with a 4-0 lead. Behind the back dribble in the open court for Lay. Gets it to Wells from the corner. She gets in deep. Has her shot blocked. But we'll get a foul call. And I think they're going to get Slatt with the body on that one. Looked like Brown got a clean swat away. But still 4-0 Chelsea with 6:17 to go in our first quarter. Brought to you by Columbia Schools.
Steve, you're right. That Gadosh little floater on Monday was going in left and right. The difference is, though, three big Chelsea athletes kind of there contesting that.
Yeah.
Whereas in Monday, not so many hands up.
Another free throw make for Wells from the Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning free throw line, and Chelsea leads at 5-0 with another attempt coming for Aaliyah Wells. Tremendous sophomore for the Bulldogs, and she gets them both in a 6-0 start to this game for Chelsea, coming down with some full court pressure. Looks like they want Coley Brown to be the press breaker. I didn't have a problem with Gabby Gadosh being the one. She comes to get it on the wing. Puts it on the deck, dribbles across the top, scoops it to Slatt. Slatt will give it back to Coley Brown. She looks to split the D, goes into the corner now. Slatt drives baseline. Help is there. She'll have to back it out. Stuck now in the corner. Does get it away to Leland Brown. Brown to the top for Schaefer. She looks to drive in. Passes back out to Gadosh, left wing. Gadosh back to the basket. Spins. Called for a travel, but I struggled with the call because she gave it up, it looked like, before she took that next step that would have made it a travel.
Yeah, that seemed like an anticipation call there.
Yeah. So another turnover for Columbia, trailing 6-0. Gadosh on the defense. It looks like a 2-3 zone. Lay splits it, gets it back to Wells on the wing. She gets the screen, crosses into the baseline area, misses the shot short. and rebounded by Leland Brown, looking for Gadosh running the floor up the left sideline. She'll back it out now to Coley Brown. Coley Brown dribbles into the perimeter. Now at the top slat, we'll go back to Schaefer. Comes around to the top. Right wing Coley Brown and looking for Leland Brown down on the block. And she has her shot blocked, and it goes out of bounds, and it'll be Chelsea basketball.
Steve, if Columbia's going to stay in this zone, they got to keep the penetration out. They just made that way too easy for Leigh to just drive by everybody, and then it's going to be a rebounding nightmare.
Gadosh on layout at the top, pressuring around, looking for Wells on a cut, gets it to the block, and Wells finishes and draws a whistle. Chance at a three-point play at the Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning free throw line for Aaliyah Wells, and right now it's an 8-0 Chelsea Bulldog advantage.
8-0 lead, and Cecilia Slapp picking up number two at the 4:55 mark of the first quarter. Just not the dream start Columbia was hoping for.
I go right to the bench. We saw Riley Knapp coming into the game. She gave him good minutes on Monday. 4:55 to play, and Wells with a chance to complete the old-fashioned three-point play. And buries it. Perfect from the line so far for the Bulldogs to start out in a 9-0 lead. It hasn't been smothering defense from Chelsea, but it's been good enough to make Columbia question what they're doing a little bit. You know, they feel like they're not certain when they drive if they're going to go up with a shot. There's a coming around, and Coley Brown catches on the block, turns to put it up, and she'll draw a whistle. I like that they have gone to the post a couple times, Columbia, and they've got some point-blank shots. They're just not falling yet, but Coley Brown has a chance to get them on the scoreboard from the Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning free throw line. 9-0 Chelsea in the first quarter, brought to you by Columbia Schools, and Golden Eagle, Coley Brown at the stripe with a left-handed free throw is short.
Steve, I do agree with you about Chelsea's D. They're not necessarily looking to just deny all the wings and everything, but they're ready to help and just make things tough. And well, I think that's a good recipe. Kind of that pack line D that Virginia used to run.
No longer scoreless. Took them three and a half minutes to get to the bucket, but 9-1. Columbia trails now on the defense. Lay at the top, swings around left side for Wells. Skip pass over to McHale. Oh, that was Scheffler, excuse me. Columbia coming away with a steal, though, and with a 9-1 lead, they're going to force a foul, reaching on Gadosh, and they'll get that on Lay, her first foul. Team second foul, 4:17 to play here in the first. Gadosh inbounding to Coley Brown, skips it across open look for Leland Brown, and hits the jumper. Good-looking shot there, and a 3-0 run here for the Golden Eagles, cutting the lead to 6, and they get back on the defense with that 2-3 zone. Gadosh coming to get Lay almost out to half court. Chance at a steal at the high post. Gadosh comes in and swipes it anyway. Now she's on the run. Steal, trying to turn into a bucket. Good hands of Leah Wells to knock that away. Gadosh wanted a foul, no call, but we'll get the inbound here for Columbia under the basket.
Columbia did get that steal out that zone, but they better because there's a lot of holes in that zone, yeah. So they're gambling.
Inbound to Knapp, goes back to Gadosh in the corner. Pump fake, drives, floater over Wells, and she missed that one. Rebounded. Lay looking to run again. Gets around one defender. Splits the second one. Reverse layup for Lay. That looked like she was going to be out of control, Brian, but a good touch on the reverse layup. Spinned it in.
You just don't see a lot of six-footers take off like that and be able to finish with those kind of moves.
Back cut for Gadosh. Gets down deep. Tries to go across the lane. Good help defense for Chelsea from Addie Howard. She gets the steal, and here comes the Bulldogs once again. Lay to the right side for Scheffler. Now down into the corner. And has to clear it out of there was Howard. Wells on the wing into the corner for Lay. She'll fire triple. Rattles around. Comes off. Offensive rebound. No. Coley Brown clears it for the Eagles. 2:53 to go here. Still 11-3 lead for Chelsea. Columbia, there's Gadosh getting a step, driving in. Kind of awkward shot. She wanted some contact to get no call. Coming the other way is Chelsea, and it's Lay again, pressing the effort on the offense. Dropping down to the block and going up with the left hand. is a shot from Maggie McHale. She's going to miss it. And foul called, though, on the shot. She'll go to the Espen one-hour heating and air conditioning free throw line.
Yeah, Gabby Gadosh hasn't agreed with the officials a couple times. She needs to just, you know, that's something as a freshman you learn. Hey, you're not going to get every call. You got to sprint back, get back on defense, because Chelsea's looking to go.
Right, and don't go down there and take that shot expecting a foul. Yeah. Go down there expecting to make the shot.
Yep.
I think she will get going here later, but she's shot poorly to start. Missed free throws. Lead stays at 11-3, so Columbia dodges some there, and Nat brings it over the midline. Right side for the Golden Eagles. Looking down for Leland Brown. She looked like she maybe wasn't even ready to catch that one. And Leigh takes it the other way. Gets the layup to go. Maybe even got away with a push in the back. Emma Schaefer. No call, and it's 13-3. And that's going to get a timeout from the Golden Eagles bench. We'll take a 30-second commercial break. 13-3. Chelsea leads on WKHM.
Need a boost that won't let you down? Try Bucked Up Energy Drink, packed with natural caffeine, energy boosters, and nootropics. It's the perfect pick-me-up to power through your day without the crash. With a wide variety of mouth-watering flavors, your taste buds will never get bored, whether you're tackling work, hitting the gym, or just need an afternoon lift. Bucked Up has your back. Get ready to unleash your potential with Bucked Up Energy Drink. Taste the difference. Feel the power. Available now.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
13-3, our score here, 2:11 to play in the opening quarter, brought to you by Columbia Schools. And the Golden Eagles struggling to find points here in the first quarter. Good defense by Chelsea, and really offensively, what can we say about Avery Leigh? She's been playing defense, inside and out on offense, just a very active player, and easy to see why Chelsea has had a good season with her being an important player. Coley Brown gets a look at a triple. Good ball movement by Columbia. Got a great look at it. I thought she had knocked it down just a little strong. Rebounded by Chelsea. They look to run McHale. Goes off the window using that left hand. Good touch. And 15-3.
That was, even though short possession for Columbia, it was the best possession they had as far as a couple quick passes and a good open shot.
Coley Brown hands off to Schaefer on the penetration. Scoops it. Oh, too strong. Got a good look at the basket. Avery Leigh with the rebound, and she's the first one down the floor. Tough angle there. Forced it a little bit and rebounded by Columbia. They have maybe numbers. Not really. Gadosh is going to have to slow it down. Now she scoops it down to Leland Brown. She had a good look at one. Avery Leigh comes over to defend. Made the shot tough. Missed and rebounded by Wells for the Bulldogs. She goes over the timeline. Crosses over at the top of the key. Now gives it up to the left for Scheffler. Into the paint for McHale. Backs it out to Leigh for a triple. Off the heel up high. Batted a couple times. And Wells will ultimately squeeze it in for a Chelsea offensive rebound. Down to the block for McHale. And she has it ripped away by Leland Brown. Gets stopped by the Eagles. Coley Brown up the floor. Crosses over into the top of the key. Hands off to Schaefer there. She goes left side to Knapp. Lucky that one wasn't picked off, but into the corner for Coley Brown. Back to the top for Knapp. Brown calling for it in the corner now. Pump fakes the triple. Takes a step inside the arc. Long gun, no good. Rebounded by Chelsea and stepped out of bounds. Did McHale. And that'll be Columbia ball. Coming into the game, Camden Knapp replacing Schaefer.
Got a pair of naps.
High post for Leland Brown on the inbound. Out to Gabby Gadosh beyond the arc on the left wing. They switch and Leigh's guarding her. Looking for Coley Brown on kind of a cut. I think that was an in-between. I think Gabby Gadosh wanted to feed the back cut, but then it was defended and tried to get it to her anyway. Turnover for the Eagles, trailing by 12. We are down to the 18-second mark here in the first quarter. Avery Leigh off the dribble. Backs it up. Skips it across. Wide open. Triple try. Nailed it. Audrey McCarley with the knockdown three for the Bulldogs. 3 seconds left for Knapp. Pumps. Defender off the foot, off their feet, gets the three-pointer away, and it's just short. So after one, 18-3, Columbia trailing big. We're back in 60 seconds with a second quarter on WKHM.
Is your money working hard enough? If you have money just sitting in a savings or checking account, you might be missing out on an opportunity for it to earn more. Our goal is to help your money work harder for you and your family. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley & Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. You can also pick up propane tanks at all locations for your summer grilling needs.
The Kelly Express Mart on South Street, Jefferson Road, County Farm Road, and the Galley in Napoleon now offer DoorDash.
Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled County Farm Road location, also serving pizza. For quick, convenient customer service above the rest, always shop Kelly Express.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
And the second quarter set to happen. Thanks again for two Columbia schools, our pregame and first quarter sponsor. Gabby Gadosh takes it in, gets a step immediately, open look for Leland Brown on the baseline. And I know she likes that shot. That's a tough one. They got a hand up in her face even late. The effort by Chelsea is noteworthy. Into the corner for another triple and another made triple. Three-point specialist, Audrey McCarley, who knew, comes in and swishes a couple threes late first quarter, early second quarter. 21-3 now the lead for the Chelsea Bulldogs.
Yeah, McCarley's only been out there about 1 minute. She got two threes already.
Gadosh off the dribble. Good pass to looking for Camden. Knapp, but it goes out of bounds. It looked like they grabbed Gadosh's arm.
Well, and it definitely went off Columbia, and everybody, including the Columbia players, were walking down the other side of the floor, but they're going to let Columbia keep it.
Shot goes up, no good, long rebound, Knapp gets it. And that's Avery Knapp to Camden. Knapp, and a missed shot, rebounded by Chelsea, and Avery Lay is going to push the tempo as she has all game, gets into the paint, backs it out to Scheffler, now right side for Wells, looking to drive, has to back it back out, skips it to the top. McCarley now into the corner. Lay will try a triple. She's 0 for 3, but McCarley with the rebound clears it out to the top, and Scheffler will fire a triple. No good. This time, Gadosh goes in and clears the rebound. Gabby turns it up the floor. That's what I liked about her game at Pinckney. She would look to run, and there she goes all the way to the basket and scores one. First make of the game for Gabby Gadosh, but more of that, please, Gabby. 21-5, 6.5 to play first half.
Yeah, Gabby's going to have to shoulder the load in scoring for the Eagles tonight, I think.
A little drive and a dish out to McCarley. Skips it across to the right wing for Wells. She fires a triple off the heel. Rebound is up and pulled away, but steal by Columbia. Avery Knapp brings it up the floor for the Eagles, and we had, everything looks okay. We had a player fall down, and it was McHale. Fell down long enough to give Columbia numbers and a layup for Leland Brown. A little run for the Eagles again. 21-7. They cut it to 14. High post. McHale swings it left side. Wells pump fakes. Now goes to the top of the key for Lay. Swinging it around into the corner, and a three-point shot for Scheffler's no good. And bounce out of bounds. They'll say last touch Lay, and it'll be golden Eagle ball.
Right now to me, Steve, Avery Lay looks like, it'd be like if you had a junior high practice and a junior was just hanging around shooting and the junior said, hey, do you mind if I, you know, play with the junior high kids? she looks that way to
me.
And that's saying something because there's some players on the floor. She's just standing out.
Slap making a move into the elbow area. Backs it back out. She had a couple of fouls early. Saw some bench time. She's back in. Gadosh in the corner, open, flat into the paint, misses it, but rebounded by Camden Knapp, and there's a drive, and that floater for Gadosh just not going, but Chelsea's actually defended it pretty well so far.
Yeah, they're just contesting everything, getting hands in the faces, and if you look across the board, Chelsea's just bigger at every position.
5:16 left in the half, 21-7 is the deficit here for Columbia Central. Lay bring it over the midcourt line. Still in that 2-3 zone are the Eagles. Skip pass across to Scheffler out to Lay. Swings it left side. McCarley doesn't take the three. Gets it down to Wells on the block, and it's knocked away from behind by Leland Brown. Columbia with the turnover. Heading the other way. Gaydosh out of the floor. Makes a move to the middle. Gives it up to Knapp there. She steps aside. Thought she might take that triple. Instead gives it back to Gaydosh right wing. Trying to feed the block for Leland Brown. She makes a move into the double team. Skips it out. Knapp open for three. This time wide open and buries it. Good ball movement for the Eagles. And that's going to get us a timeout from the Chelsea bench. 30-second timeout. 30-second commercial break. 21-10. Columbia Central on the comeback on WKHM.
Hi, this is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you, Jackson County, to the winter high school sports season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest Go Mounties.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Out of the timeout, Chelsea comes back with Scheffler, Lay, McCarley, Wells, and McCarley gets it on the wing, takes that triple. She can miss. There's Wells with a shot on the second chance and in the rebound battle. Going in to get it, and that was the other person on the floor is Eddie Howard, and she stepped on the line with the rebound and gives it back to the Golden Eagles. So a chance to keep this run going for Columbia Central. 21-10, they lead, or trail rather, and get the ball back. Cut it to single digits here.
Yeah, and what a difference the quality of shots these teams are getting. Chelsea's getting pretty much anything they want. Columbia's really got to work hard just to get any kind of open look.
And they have been able to, but like you said, it's taken time. There's a screen. Roll by Briar Rose onto the floor now for Columbia. Coley Brown wanted on the cut. She'll get it in the corner instead. Off the dribble into the elbow area. Skips it across and slat wide open for three, and she buries it. Columbia starting to get some hot shooting going, and they cut the lead back to 8. 21-13, 3:47 to play in the half.
Pair of threes help.
Yeah. Wells gets an open look for Chelsea, and she buries one. That kind of takes the air out of your sails a little bit. 24-13 goes back to an 11-point lead, but Columbia with the ball and back and kind of feeling like they can get some open looks if they run the offense. Into Rose, backs it out to Coley Brown. She pump fakes a three on the drive. Pull-up jumper, no good. Rose with the rebound. Her putback goes awry. I think she got hit in the forehead. It looked like she might not run back because she was trying to catch her bearings. From the wing, another Chelsea three, and that one goes down. So the comeback run goes the other way here with a 6-0 run for Chelsea on a three-point make by Braden Scheffler. Columbia on the offense screen and roll for Briar Rose, and good help defense coming across from Howard, and Chelsea steals it away. Lay running up the floor for the Bulldogs. Keeps going all the way down to the block. Now she'll back to the high post. And McHale drops it down looking for Howard, and it goes out of bounds. So a turnover for the Bulldogs. 27-13 they lead. We have 2:41 to play until the half.
One of the first times Chelsea hadn't gotten a good look for a while. They've had a lot of open threes.
Slat coming across and hands it off to Schaefer on the weave. Now she makes a move to the basket, got into the lane, lost the dribble, saves it back to Slap from the left wing into the paint. She'll fire it, no good. It's going to get knocked out of bounds. Let's say last touch Chelsea. Briar Olson's coming in has really been down there trying for those offensive boards, battling two or three Bulldogs each time. They try to float it in, and Lay saw the play coming, steals it away, fast break layup for Avery Lay. She got it.
So you're telling me physical attributes and the mental game. Like you said, she diagnosed that play, saw it coming. Easy steal and layup for Lay.
Slat at the top. Hands off to Schaefer. Coming into the paint. Drops it down to Rose. Good feed by Schaefer. Rose with a pump fake and an extra step. And she'll give it back to the Bulldogs. But again, nice move by Schaefer to penetrate and drop it down to Rose. And you got to finish those because every bucket counts at this point, trailing by 14 with under two to play in the first half.
Rose going over the bench, looking a little wilted right now. The abuse she's been taking.
Left wing, and Scheffler to the top for Wells. Another three-point look for Chelsea. And Aaliyah Wells, I think she missed a couple early, but she's really found her shot right now. And the run pushes back out to now what I think is the largest lead of the game for Chelsea.
Yeah, that's a warm-up three right there. I mean, there's nobody even close to her.
There's Slatt open for a three-point look and missed everything. Brown right there to get it, though. Leland Brown into the corner for Avery Knapp, and she drops a triple. Exchanging threes. They're doubled up right now, 32-16 with 74 seconds to play in the first half of action.
Riley Knapp right now, 2 for 2.
There's Lay with a move on the block. Just a quick dribble, drop, step, and finishes at the backboard. And 34-16 they lead. Chelsea continuing to pour on and add to this lead. Hand off at the top to Avery Knapp. Riley Knapp, thank you. I think I've been calling her that all day. Knapp fires one down to Coley Brown. Back out to Knapp. She's open again. This three is going to be long, though, and rebounded by Aaliyah Wells. Walls gives it up to Lay, and she'll bring it up the timeline for Chelsea. Near that huge C at the middle of the court, Chelsea on their home floor tonight against the Eagles. Left side for Scheffler. There's Lay on a move to the basket. Gets in deep. Gets it up through two defenders' arms. Does draw a foul, and that'll send it Avery Lay to the Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning free throw line. 34-16 they lead. Chance to add to it with 17.2 seconds to play in the first half.
That's two for Leland Brown. So Slatt has two. They were both there. I wasn't sure if they were going to get Brown or Slatt.
A little life out of the Columbia Central student section there. Found the strength to boo Lay's free throw attempt. She hits it anyway.
Yeah, you want too hard to get excited when you're the student section, and it's... You know, you're almost down 20 here in the first half.
Rolls it in. It's not almost 20. It is 20. 36-16. 14 seconds. Gabby Gadash gets it over the timeline. Now she looks to go to work from the wing. Drives on Wells. Baseline. Double team comes. Gets stuck. Backs it out. Schaefer open look for three. No. Good box out and rebound there by McHale. Buzzer sounds on the first half, and it's 36-16. All Chelsea in the first half. Let's take a three-minute break here at the half, and we'll come back with the first half numbers. Again, Chelsea 36, Columbia Central 16 on WKHM and online at WKHM.com.
For 80 years, we have all known them as OmniSource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability, reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we're all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes at the half, and Chelsea put together quite a first half and a 20-point lead. You know, Columbia had that little run, Brian, and kind of tightened things up, got it down to about 8 points, and then Chelsea just answered with a barrage of three-pointers and continuing to score. Of course, they've been excellent at the free throw line all game too, making it tough on Columbia. And it's really, you start to go, all right, 20 points at the half, you're outscored by more than you scored. You're going to have to come out here and really work to chip away at this lead if you have any hopes of getting back into this game. You got to come out early in the third and try to get it somewhere reasonable in the first few minutes.
The hard thing for Columbia right now is they're playing their zone that I'm sure they've played all year, where they gamble and they go to trap. And I'm sure that works against some lesser competition. I'm sure you get a lot of steals out of that. But when you play a team like Chelsea, they're just going to dissect that. And they're inviting you. I mean, you go trap them in the corner, it's just boom, boom, lay for a layup or open look for Wells or, you know, open look for anybody. It's just tough. If you're not getting turnovers, you're going to give up easy looks.
Yeah, Chelsea's offense, I assume anyway that in some way they're kind of picking their poison a little bit. Columbia Central saying, hey, we're going to continue to run this zone defense, keep you out of the paint, and see whatever we can do to slow you guys down just so that you're not, you know, running wild against us. And this is we're picking, yeah, we might give up some three-point makes, but you're not going to shoot layups against us all night.
Yeah, and you know what? When you're an underdog, if that's what the game plan is, hey, let's let them shoot 53s and let's just hope they're cold.
Yeah.
And if that's the plan, that's the plan. It's just so far hadn't worked out that way.
All right, yeah, let's take 3 minutes. 3 minutes here on the halftime, and we'll come back and look at the numbers from the first half. Again, it's 36-16. Chelsea in front on WKHM.
This is Jeff Beal, superintendent for Jackson Public School. It is our mission to provide all students with a culture of academic excellence and workforce readiness so they achieve lifelong success. I invite everyone to come in and visit, see what all the hype is about. Our district offers newly renovated and state-of-the-art educational and athletic facilities. Combine that with our outstanding educational offerings such as early college, dual enrollment, virtual, free Montessori. We believe you will see why it is such a great day to be a Viking. Jackson Public Schools is where our community comes together to ensure all students achieve and thrive. Believe the hype. Go Vikings.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at ISC. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
Hard work gives us power. Hard work makes us strong. Blue Ox Credit Union puts our membership away.
Whether you're looking to consolidate debt, purchase a new vehicle, or cover unexpected expenses, Blue Ox Credit Union has you covered with our various Blue Ox loan options. Our team is dedicated to helping our members achieve their financial goals, and our new lower rates will make it even easier for you to take control of your finances. Plus, with our streamlined application process and quick approval times, getting the funds you need has never been easier. Don't let high interest rates hold you back from achieving your dreams. Visit blueoxcu.org to learn more. Subject to credit union approval. Insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Blue Ox Credit Union keeps a membership up where they membership up where they keeps a membership up where they belong.
Have you been in downtown Jackson lately? There have been so many improvements from new buildings and businesses to restaurants and events like the Fall Fest and Chili Classic, and Bright Walls, and great places to eat like Bella Notte, Veritas, Crazy Cowboy, Nightlight, The Chase, Dirty Bird, and RJ's Metropolitan Ice Cream Company. Old buildings are coming down, making room for new apartment buildings. And don't forget about the restoration of the Michigan Theater of Jackson. The downtown revitalization is absolutely amazing. This message and reminder of how lucky we are, Jackson, to have such a great downtown area is brought to you by our longtime downtown supporter, American Title Company, inviting you to rediscover the magic that is downtown Jackson.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Halftime here at Chelsea, and they lead Columbia Central 36-16. And, Brian, let's go ahead and get those numbers from the first half.
All right, well, for Columbia, we have Coley Brown with one, Gabby Gadosh just with 2 points in the first half, Cecilia Slapp made 1-3 with three, Riley Knapp with a pair of threes leading the way with 6 points, and Leland Brown with four.
Yeah, not a ton of numbers there. And Gabby Gadosh has been, points have been tough to come by for her. And they've really, like Chelsea's, anytime you penetrate, they've had a weak side defender come to help and close that off. And so the driving lanes have been pretty difficult to get to for the Golden Eagles so far.
We talked about her in pregame and, you know, just looking. She is a freshman. She's not real heavy yet. You know, she hasn't filled out. She's kind of, you know, that Chelsea D. There's a lot of big, strong girls, like grown women almost, playing against Gaydosh right now.
Definitely that vibe anyway. How about for the Bulldogs?
Well, for the Bulldogs, we have Maggie McHale with two, Braden Scheffler with three, Audrey McCarley coming in about 1 minute, making two threes, finishing with six, Aaliyah Wells with 11, and Avery Lay, been everything that we heard she was, and 14 points, a slew of rebounds, and she gets the ball, and she's her own one-man fast break, too.
Yeah, it's funny because that's kind of how Gabby Gaydosh played it in that game against Pinckney, where she would grab that rebound and take it up the floor, and Lay is just kind of a taller, older version and a more accomplished version with 1,300-plus points in her career. She's looked really good and like that kind of player that would have those kind of numbers. All right, well, we got an out-of-town score update. Grass Lake 36-15 lead over East Jackson at halftime there, pretty close to our score. And breaking news, it looks like Carter Mazur of Jackson getting called up to play with the Red Wings tomorrow. That should be pretty fun.
That is awesome. You know, anybody in this town going to play pro anything is great. We got a little shout-out to our hockey analyst, Paul Varner, on the sidelines getting us that information.
Yeah. He's had some time in the booth in the past as well. Well, let's go ahead and throw a curveball to Kiera. Let's take a 90-second break, and we'll come back with the start of the third quarter on WKHM and online at WKHM.com.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Serving the Jackson community for over 100 years. Call the insurance professionals at the Protection Center, 787-1704, for a competitive quote.
When the unexpected happens out on the road, give Phelps Towing a call at 764-1921 to get you back on track. Phelps Towing has been servicing the Jackson area for more than 40 years and has built a reputation based on dependability and honesty. We offer all types of services, from vehicle lockouts to light and heavy equipment relocation, from flat tire changes to jump starts and even motorcycle hauling. Call the team with the yellow trucks in your time of need, and we'll be there to provide the service you deserve. Phelps Towing in Michigan Center, 764-1921.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Halftime brought to you by Grass Lake Community Schools, your destination district in Jackson County. As I mentioned, they have a 36-15 lead, hosting the district out there, leading East Jackson right now. Second game of that one coming up, Hanover Horton and Lumen Christie. The two on-paper winners in that one should be Lumen Christie and Grass Lake, and that'll be a pretty good rematch of a game from earlier in the season, those two in the final. But of course, you got to get it done, just like Chelsea's doing here so far. 20-point lead after one half. They'll look to extend it now with the ball to start the second half, and starters on the floor for both squads. Late accepts in the backcourt. Schaefer looking to pressure her back there. Late working over the left side, gives it up to Wells. They come to trap. She gets it back out to Lay. Screen from Howard. Lay on the drive, now into the corner, open look. Triple, no good for Scheffler. Almost made me look foolish as it almost rolled in on an extra bounce. Rebounded, though, by the Bulldogs, and Lay will reset right side. Scheffler to the top, near steal by Gaydosh, but held on by Lay. Wells skips it over to Scheffler, looks to drive, and we're going to blocking call against Slatt. That'll be her third. She did get two early ones, but manages to play quite a bit the rest of the half and not pick up that third one, but she gets his third one here early in the second half. And there's a pass down to Lay on the block. She gets a shot up, has it swatted away, but we're going to draw a foul, and that's going to go against Leland Brown. That's three for her.
Yeah, that's quick for two of them to pick up number three. Oh, that last one on Slatt, she even kind of gave the ref a look like, really, we're letting everything go, but you're going to call that one? Like, it is sometimes odd, the ones they choose to call.
Avery Lay at the Aspen 1 hour heating and air conditioning free throw line. 36-16 lead. And Chelsea will look to add to it. And no. Spins off that side rim.
Well, I almost said Lay was a perfect 4-for-4, but I didn't want to say that to jinx her. Just thinking it apparently did.
She splits the pair, and Columbia trails by 21. Gabby Gadosh near midcourt. This crossover move goes to the right side. Hands up to Coley Brown there on the wing. Coley works her way back toward the middle. Now all the way over to the left side where she gives it up to Schaefer. Schaefer on a cut. Coley, little give and go. And has her shot blocked, and the loose ball picked up by Wells running the break. Goes in, backs it out now to the wing. Skip to the high post for McHale. She gets into the double team and has it knocked away. Stolen by Coley Brown. She's got Slatt running the break. Gets up the floor quickly. Now to Brown on the block goes. Nice give and go for Slatt, and she misses that shot from the left side. And on the rebound, it goes out of bounds off of the Bulldogs.
Boy, that was a really easy look for Slatt. She came out of there shaking her head, saying, my bad. She knows she should have made it.
Yeah, tremendous play. That give and go has worked for them a couple times down. Got to finish those buckets when you're trailing by 21. Inbound goes deep to Gadosh, and look at Leigh almost there to pick it off. Coley Brown drives into the free throw line, skips it across. Slatt fakes the three into the corner for Gadosh. She'll dribble back out to the top. Now spins in the lane, and as she goes up for the shot, it's knocked away. We'll get a foul call against Chelsea, rather. And that's going to go against Avery Leigh. 37-16. Chelsea leads 6.5 to play in the third quarter. Gabby Gadosh and call that on the floor, so it'll be the inbound for Columbia.
Gadosh hoping she got the goal line. That kind of was, too.
They get it into Slatt in the corner. She'll take a couple dribbles to the side, pull a triple, and nail it. Cecilia Slatt. A little breathing room, knocks down a three, and there's 19 points now for Columbia Central. Leigh gives it to Wells. She steps up on the right wing against the zone for the Eagles. And switched pivot feet, called for traveling. Thanks to Schaefer stepping out, putting the pressure on. Wells committed a turnover.
Here's my favorite green shoe Don player, Molly Sear, who we saw put in like 8 points in limited minutes in Monday.
She was like 4-for-4, yeah. And all of them were layups, so maybe she could find some of those open spots.
Freshman.
Coley Brown driving into the free throw line area. Skips it across to Schaefer. Goes back to Brown on the block. Leigh covering her. She makes a move to the basket, tries to pass across the lane, does to Sear. She gets the shot up, missed it. That's the first time we've seen her miss, but again, a pretty good look for her right away off the bench as Leigh penetrates. That looked like Slatt took a charge on that one. No call either way, and they just let the contact go as Leigh makes the layup, and 39-19 is the lead.
Yeah, it was like because it didn't catch her squarely, they didn't call it.
And there's Gadosh getting in the lane, knocking down that floater, her trademark. And knocked to the floor, and she'll get a free throw for the trouble. There's Gadosh making a shot that we saw her make probably six times on Monday night. She's missed two of them so far tonight, but gets that one to fall, and she'll get a chance at the free throw stripe.
And, Steve, that's Avery Leigh's third now. If you're Columbia, you need to go at her immediately and try to pick number four.
Yeah.
Because that team's a lot different without her.
And there's a turnover in the backcourt, near turnover. They get it to Leigh, and she gives it to Wells. Cross-court screen on the wing, and Wells looking to the baseline. Double team comes, and they're going to knock her out. And they're going to get Slatt with another foul. I don't know if she said something mean to that official or what. But
she must have, because that was a little touchy one,
and
too.
He pointed right at her.
Yeah. Touchy or not touchy, it's number four.
39-22, that's going to draw Camden Knapp into the game when they get another whistle. Slatt's just got to hope to not pick up number five while she's stuck out there. They go down to the block, skip it across Leigh for three. Short. Rebound grabbed by Howard and back out to Leigh. She's going to cross, gets into the lane against Slatt. Try to take contact. No call there. Lucky for Slatt, and rebounded by Columbia on the miss. Eagles on the break. Schaefer on the wing. Dribbles across to the middle. Gadosh. Tax pull up just a step inside the free throw line, and it bounces around twice and goes in. Gabby Gaydash with a couple buckets here. 39-24. Right side in a drive for Scheffler. Down to the block for McHale. And Gaydash knocks it away and another whistle.
You can hear some of the fans near us very politely saying they disagree.
Is that how it sounds? To be polite. 4:26 to go in the third. 39-24. Chelsea to inbound from the baseline. That's a 14 foul against Columbia in the third. And good hands by Camden Knapp to knock that one away. Inbound attempting to go to Eddie Howard. Chelsea will inbound from the corner. Gets it into the backcourt for Wells. Now down to the block. Lay against Searer down there. Passes out to the corner and a drive from there. Scheffler got a little off her balance and Searer can't pull in the missed shot. So it goes out of bounds and stays Chelsea ball.
Thought that was the best Columbia's guarded lay so far.
They floated into her on the inbound. It's knocked away from her on the shot attempt. We'll see who they get on the foul. It's going to go against. Wait and see here. That'll go against Searer, her first. And Leo will go back to the Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning free throw line.
I like the looks of Molly Searer and her strength inside. She's been strong in there.
Yeah. Nice game for the freshman. Getting some minutes here in the district tournament.
Avery Lay, 6-for-7 tonight from the line.
Got them both on this trip. 41-24 with 4:13 to play. Still third quarter. Columbia had put together a little bit of a run to cut it down to 15. We'll see if they can continue. Gaydash unleashed a little more here in the second half. Riley Knapp has it out on the floor. Riley, that is. Riley Knapp. Left side for a Gaydash. Pump fakes a three. Move into the paint. Skips it across. Camden Knapp to Riley in the corner. She'll dribble out from there. Gaydash takes a deep triple from the top. Left it short, and that'll go out of bounds. That was a little deeper. I think that was deeper than she thought it was when she caught it.
Yeah, and we really just haven't seen Gaydash pull a lot of threes either in these 2 days. Much rather get to the hoop, I think.
Lay versus Riley Knapp in the backcourt. Gets it into the front court and has it nearly knocked away. Skips it across in a drive from Scheffler. Tried to pass it through traffic. Turnover. Columbia with a fast break, and it's Gaydash going to take it all the way in for the scoop. And the layup gives them 41-26 with 3:23 to play here in our third quarter. Let's get past to Wells, and Brown got into the passing lane. It goes off Wells' hands and out of bounds. Good job by Leland Brown to see that heads-up play. Didn't get the steal, but did deflect it off the offensive player.
Yeah, a couple heads-up plays in a row on that last Gaydash layup. Riley Knapp did a good job of just kind of getting in Lay's way so she couldn't go in and block it. Just shielding her.
Gaydash going against Scheffler out on the wing. That's been kind of the matchup all night for Columbia. They get Scheffler athletic and a little bigger than Gaydash to try to lock her down. They screen, and now Gaydash drops it down to Brown on the wing. I thought she'd take that little 15-footer. Instead, she's stuck in the corner, tries to feed Searer on the block. It's knocked away and out of bounds off of Chelsea.
Yeah, that's a shot we've seen Brown make before, and she's wide open. Just
yep.
Wasn't even thinking about shooting that one.
It's like she was just in the rhythm of the offense. Camden Knapp to inbound. Has to try to force it into Brown on the block, and it's knocked away by Lay. So it'll stay Columbia ball, but got dangerously close to a five-second call down there.
Am I mistaken? Did Al DeBarge have a song called Rhythm of the Offense, or was that?
I think that might have been.
Oh, wait, Rhythm of the Night.
Oh, okay. You have to turn that into some bumper music.
You bet.
Knapp with a drive. That's Riley on the floater. It was too strong and rebounded by Chelsea. Riley got knocked to the floor. She's able to get back up and defend Lay, dribbling up court. McCarley now has it back into the game. And there's another one. Gaydash gets in the passing lane, and she's got to race Lay for it. She gets it. Pumps and gets Lay off her feet. And good finish by Gabby Gaydash. 41-28. The lead just 13 now. Close as it's been all half. 2:20 to play in the third.
And Gaydash has 9 points this quarter, Steve.
And pressure from Knapp on Scheffler gets her to throw a pass out of bounds, and Columbia creates another turnover. Timeout from the Chelsea bench. Let's take a 30-second commercial break. 2:14 to play in the third, 41-28. Chelsea still leads on WKHM.
Spring cleanup is easy when you have the right equipment from Performance Automotive Northwest. From John Deere lawn tractors, mowers, and the parts and accessories you need to keep them moving. Also steel chainsaws, leaf blowers, and trimmers. Plus Husqvarna weed trimmers and Honda mowers. Yard work becomes less like work.
Get your lawn mowers and tractors ready for spring with their John Deere Ready to Mow mobile service. And blade sharpened at Performance Automotive Northwest on Airport Road by Meyer. Online at PerformanceAutomotiveNorthwest.com.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
41-28 right now, the lead for Chelsea. They had to talk it over here after a couple turnovers. I think that's what Columbia's done better in the second half, particularly in the last few minutes of this quarter, is get into those passing lanes in the backcourt. And they did it really well against Pinckney on Monday, and they hadn't done it tonight until here in the last few minutes.
Yeah, well, we talked in the first half about how Chelsea was getting any looking shot they wanted. Not the case this third quarter.
Yeah.
Maybe not quite as gambling and just more swarming now, especially when the ball goes inside.
Yeah, and they must have been something they talked about at the half because they're executing it well, and Gaydosh has gotten a little more offensively charged, and she makes a tough move there, missed it. Searer, the offensive rebound, and we get a tie-up. Jump ball arrow stays with the Eagles. Gaydosh got a step. That was an awkward angle for her to try to score from and missed it, but the other freshman there, Searer, right there to make the offensive rebound. Three freshmen pulling in big minutes during this segment of the game where Columbia's trying to cut into this lead. A three-pointer here would make it 10 points. They get it into Brown on the block. Passes back out to Camden Knapp to the top for Riley. And then it's left side for Gabby Gaydosh. She's directing traffic a little bit. Backs it out. Now works left side. Hands off to Leland Brown. Back into the left corner. Gaydosh wide open for three. It's short. Gets her own rebound. The putback off the heel. Nice offensive trip again for Columbia to get the open look. And they sometimes just don't fall. But a great play to get an open look for your star in the corner. Three-pointer the other way for Chelsea. No good. Lay with the rebound. And on the defense, that might be number four on Leland Brown.
Oh.
Nope.
Going to give it to Sear.
I don't even think Sear was in on the play, but that's all right. It's her second. It would have been fourth for Brown. So Columbia's not going to put up any put up any barriers to letting that happen as Lay does hit the free throw from the Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning free throw line. We're at the minute 29 mark here, third quarter, 42-28. It is the bonus, too, by the way, for Chelsea the rest of the quarter. Five team fouls against Columbia. Sear, great minutes. She goes back to the bench. Coley Brown back into the game. And a missed free throw rebounded by Brown. Wells pressuring her way back in the backcourt. Gets her trapped and a near turnover. Brown makes a good catch. That's the freshman Leland. Tries to skip it across to Riley Knapp and throws it over her head and out of bounds. Just a little pressure out of nowhere from Chelsea there, and Columbia wasn't ready for it.
Yeah, and that's just the case of Chelsea making the wrong person have to handle the ball for Columbia. Not that Leland Brown can't dribble, but just decision-making sometimes is tough. Mm-hmm.
Pressuring McCarley on the wing now into the corner, and Wells can't make the catch, and it goes out of bounds. So that swarming defense for Columbia has gotten better as the game has gone on. They trail by 14 with 1:06 to play third quarter.
I think Columbia needs to finish this last minute of this quarter with at least like a 4-0 run, just to feel kind of good going into the fourth.
Screen and roll for Brown. Gaydosh floats it down to her, back out to Brown. Swings to Gaydosh, drives from the corner. Or drives from the wing into the corner for Brown. Now back to the wing for Leland Brown. Gaydosh drives from the top, gets into the paint, has it ripped away by McCarley. And she goes the other way. Finds Wells on the layup attempt. Too strong, but another foul call against Columbia Central. That one might be against Gaydosh. That is the call. And that's her second. 42-28 lead for Chelsea. And Aaliyah Wells at the free throw line.
Steve, right now for the game, Columbia Central with 12 fouls, Chelsea with three. It was fairly lopsided. That doesn't mean necessarily that it's been bad, but it is lopsided.
Yeah.
Sometimes that just means one team's a little more aggressive, but They're starting to pile up a little bit. Aaliyah Wells' free throw makes her piling up a little bit, too, as she's now 4-for-4.
43-28, lead pushes back to 15. And she makes the pair, makes it 16, and 37.4 in the third quarter for Columbia's offense. On the floor, Camden Knapp. Left wing for Gaydosh. About 2 steps behind the arc. Skips it to the right wing for Riley Knapp. She dribbles into the painted area, back to the basket. Looking down to the block, gives it to Leland Brown. Back out to Camden Knapp. Tries to thread the needle down to Coley Brown on the block, and it gets knocked out of bounds. We're down to 15 seconds. And 44-28, our score. Columbia still leads it. Or excuse me, Columbia still trails here. But with the ball under the basket, Gaydosh going to inbound. Looking into the backcourt for Riley Knapp, gets it in. 12 seconds. Knapp left side for Camden Knapp. Gets a screen, gives it to Gaydosh. 6 seconds. She goes on the move over to Riley Knapp for a deep triple. Oh, it was halfway down. It comes out. Rebound, Leland Brown. And stripped away down on the block. End of three, 44-28. Chelsea holding on to a lead on their home court back in 60 seconds with the fourth quarter on WKHM.
Need metal? Alro Metals Outlet makes buying metals and plastics fast and simple. Their retail stores are open to the public to walk in and shop. Their customers include machine shops, job shops, contractors, welders, hobbyists, artists, and do-it-yourselfers. Alro Metals Outlet stores offer saw cutting and shearing while you wait. Michigan locations include Jackson, Ann Arbor, Grand Rapids, Kalamazoo, Lansing, Livonia, Troy, and Warren. Learn more at alro.com.
Need a boost that won't let you down? Try Bucked Up Energy Drink, packed with natural caffeine, energy boosters, and nootropics, is the perfect pick-me-up to power through your day without the crash. With a wide variety of mouth-watering flavors, your taste buds will never get bored, whether you're tackling work, hitting the gym, or just need an afternoon lift. Bucked Up has your back. Get ready to unleash your potential with Bucked Up Energy Drink. Taste the difference. Feel the power. Available now.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
8 minutes to play in this one, 44-28. Again, good effort by Columbia Central in the second half to try to close this. They got it down to 12, couldn't get it any closer than that. Our fourth quarter of the game brought to you by Chelsea State Bank. Wells on the baseline, backs it out for an open three for Scheffler. She missed it. Rebound bounced and goes to Slatt, who's back in with four fouls. She's on the wing into the corner for Gaydosh. She'll dribble it out to the wing. Hands off to Riley Knapp on the wing. She makes a move into the paint. Ooh, had a step. Gives it up, though, into Coley Brown. She fakes a pass. Goes in with the scoop and draws a whistle. And I don't really see the contact there, but they will get one against Aaliyah Wells on that play. 7:29 to play. And we'll have Coley Brown at the Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning free throw line.
That call looked like the officials knew it was 12-3 and they were going to maybe even things out a little bit, because you're right, there wasn't much contact. Unfortunately, Brown can't convert, at least number one.
After three, Grass Lake leads East Jackson 50-23.
Steve, Columbia did win the third quarter 12-8. Unfortunately, when you're down 20, you know, you're going to need to do a little bit more, and missing a pair of free throws isn't going to help.
That's how it goes, though. Lay from the wing. Dribbles in, out to the corner. Triple four. McHale's no good, and the rebound. McCarley chases. It goes out of bounds. They're going to call it off of her knee, and Columbia gets the stop, gets the ball back.
Now what will help is a couple quick threes from Chelsea.
Yep, unnecessary shots when you're up this big.
But can they pay off here?
Gaydosh. Hands off to Riley Knapp on the right wing. She dribbles into the paint. Hands off to Coley Brown. Now out to Gaydosh. She'll look to drive. Stops at the free throw line. Switches. Floater. No good. Rebound. Leland Brown goes after it. Tie up with Lay. And they'll stay jump ball arrow for Columbia.
That's like the present and the future there tied up with Leland Brown as a freshman, and Lay has played many, many games as a senior.
Certainly feel like Lay could be that kind of player. Brown could be the kind of player that Lay is. She's gone out there and played a heck of a game tonight. Been out there almost the entire way. Doesn't look tired even right now. Coley Brown has it on the wing. The lefty dribbles and gives it up to Gadosh out by the C at center court. Now starts to work up to the perimeter. Hands it off to Riley Knapp. Around that arc, right side slat. Couple steps behind the three-point line. Gives it up in the corner, Coley Brown. She puts it on the deck. Stand from the wing. Brown in the post, give and go with Coley Brown. Backs it out, Knapp open, ready to shoot. Fires and hits a triple. Riley Knapp. She catches ready to shoot. I'd like to see a couple other Columbia players ready to catch and shoot like that. Good rhythm. Cuts it down to 13 again. Good ball movement, Chelsea. McCarley fakes a three. Pull up from the baseline is too strong, but Lay in there. Powerful rebound. Imposing her will down there. 46-31 after the putback.
Another quick shot from Chelsea, but Lay there to just make up for the mistake.
Knapp catches and shoots again. Gets another three to go. Riley Knapp catching fire. I guess if you trade three-point for two-point, you got to get a lot of shots up, but you could cut into this lead conceivably. Lay has it knocked away by Knapp. Steal, slat, picks it up. Columbia the other way, trailing by 12. Gets it down to Leland Brown in the corner. Triple for Knapp again. Oh, off the heel. Rebounded, Gadosh gives up to Coley Brown. Down to the block for Leland Brown. Makes a move to the basket. Gets it up and scores. And we're at a 10-point game. 46-36. Columbia Central staying with it. 5:12 to play. A lot of time. You need some more stops. And no fouls. High post for McHale. To Scheffler for a three. And that takes again. The wind out of the sails for Columbia. Pushes it back to 13.
Man, and that's the shot Columbia was hoping for. It just went in.
Yep. Slat. Working across the side at the elbow. Back cut, Gadosh. Good hands by McHale to keep that from being a layup. They get into the corner now for Coley Brown. Back out to Riley Knapp. And coming out to get it is Cecilia Slat. Makes a move to the right side. Hands off to Gadosh outside the arc. She looks to drive. Against Carly, backs it back out. Riley Knapp. McCarley in and pressuring. Ball loose in the backcourt. Riley keeps the dribble. Slap from the wing. Drives. Spins. Forces one up with the left hand. No good. Looking for a foul. No call. Rebounded by Scheffler.
We'll see if Lay just kind of slows things down and gets composure here for her team.
4 minutes left here in the fourth quarter for Chelsea State Bank. Lay into the corner. That's Wells. Shot up. Off the heel. Long rebound. And McCarley will grab that for Chelsea. She gives it into the corner for Scheffler. Will dribble all the way out to the C. Gives it up to Lay there. They're going to start doubling. And they commit a foul there.
And that is going to be it for Slat. That's going to be number five.
Tough game for Cecilia Slat. In and out with that foul trouble. And with 3:42 to play. Commits her fifth.
Yeah, it's hard to get on any kind of offensive rhythm when you have to keep coming in and out when you're Slat.
Yep.
We're going to have a timeout here, Steve. We got a Chelsea timeout.
We'll keep it here on the timeout. Again, our last update from Grass Lake is the Warriors leading East Jackson 50-23. So it looks like Grass Lake's all but punched their ticket into the final. Now they just got to see who they'll face. And Lumen Christie, Hanover Horton coming up. Game two of the doubleheader over on 95.9, the Power Cow. We got a dandy of a doubleheader here. After this one, we got the Western Michigan Center matchup to still have here at Chelsea High School. So I'm pretty stoked about that matchup. Maybe the two teams I most closely associate with in the Jackson area, Brian, and giving up some of my homer status a little bit, but you work at Center. You graduated there. I graduated from Michigan Center. You know, I still have friends in the district whose kids go there. But my daughter's a Western graduate, so I have a little bit of a little bit of fandom of that. And we've had some great runs following Western girls basketball in the postseason for a few years in a row. So it's good to see them back out here, and we're looking forward to that game as number two in our doubleheader.
So you're in a can't-lose situation.
I can't lose.
Somebody you root for is winning this next
game. Yeah. We'll try to be unbiased. I don't know if I can. I'm going to be biased in favor of both teams, so I guess that ends up being evenly biased.
We'd be led by us.
3:42 to play, and Chelsea's got it after a timeout. Layout near midcourt. If you're Chelsea, you're just saying, hey, we don't have to score. Let's make them come foul. They've been shooting great from the free throw line. Avery Lay can dribble around until they do grab her. She picked up the dribble now. Gets it away to Scheffler. She's going to drive and gets a shot up. Yes, no need to take that off balance throw up shot. There's no shot clock, but they do give Columbia a chance, and I'm not mad about it. Gabby Gadash hands off to Riley Knapp. She's caught fire a little bit here late in the game with some triples. She's looking for some space right now, I think. Gets out to Gadash at the top. Looking to drive against Howard. Gives up to Knapp. She gets an open look. Offside rim. Rebounded by Lay.
That looked good, too.
It did. I like that she just kind of knew that that's where she was going to have some area to shoot. And Wells, unable to make a tough catch in the corner, and turns it back over. So Columbia with another shot at it. And now we get a whistle. It's a dry erase marker out on the court. Who did that?
Well, it came from the Chelsea bench.
Oh, man, that's got a technical foul.
Not sure how that came out there. That's a
upset about that turnover, and it just kind of got away from him, I think.
You need to slow the game down, throw your marker out there, apparently.
2:40 left. Columbia Central ball into the backcourt for Gabby Gadash. She's handing off to Knapp. Riley there on the wing. Now skips it across to Schaefer. Gadash catches. Looks to penetrate. Switch hand. Oh, I love that floater. It doesn't go, but that's such a good-looking shot and a weapon for her that she comfortably shoots that. That's just going to get better and better as she does it more and more. Lay taking it down the floor and sneaking up behind. Emma Schaefer knocks it away. So Chelsea almost turned it over. Instead, they'll be their ball from the baseline. I don't know that... We talk about it all the time late in the game with a good-sized lead, double-digit lead, Brian. There's no reason to shoot unless it's a great shot, and no need to be that aggressive on the offensive end. And you want to use up clock. The shorter the game, the better for you as long as that lead stays the same.
Right, yeah.
Down to the block for Lay. She's going to go to work in the paint. Drops it off to a cutter and knocked away. Stolen away by Columbia.
Chelsea's doing everything they can do to let Columbia stay in this game.
And there's a Columbia trying to feed Leland Brown down on the baseline, and a little tall for her. It goes out of bounds off the fingertips, and Chelsea will get it back.
You talked about Gadash as a weapon with that floater. How about Avery Lay as a weapon to just be 6'1" and be able to be a scorer, a ball handler, a facilitator, a good free throw shooter? She's everything.
Yeah, I don't know her future plans if she's going to stay playing hoops. Usually somebody with that good of hoop skill as a young lady, probably a good volleyball player or softball or something in that vein. So she'll probably have multiple opportunities to play sports at the next level if she wants to. But whoever's getting her is getting an outstanding athlete. She goes out kind of knowing what she's doing. She's got the physical skills to do it. And the body, you can't coach height and athleticism. Those just come with your biology, and she's got all that too.
Yeah, because sometimes that 6 foot tall girl is a little gangly or something, but she's strong as well.
Yep. Knows how to get open. Knows she's got good geometry. She knows the angles and plays them well. And there's a wise play by Scheffler. It was a little bit open. Could have forced a three up. Holds on to it. We're down to minute 41 and still 49-36.
Columbia now is trying to foul, and the refs just aren't giving it to them.
Remember before when they couldn't avoid a whistle? Wells at the top. Minute 27. Camden Knapp going out to foul. No, they're not really grabbing, just trying to steal, it looks like. Lee comes back out to get it. Still working that kind of four corners in the double. Leland Brown gets a hand on it, knocks it away. Now Brown on the fast break. She's going to get chased by McHale, but she can't get to her. Leland Brown makes the layup, 49-38, 11 points with 61 seconds left. I like having just a little life here for the Eagles, and they're going to full court press, looking to get a steal. Scheffler into a double team, and there's a knockaway. It's loose, going to go out of bounds. They're going to say off of Chelsea, off of Lay's foot. 48 seconds in a 11-point game.
Well, they're giving effort.
Yeah.
They're not giving up.
Gadash is going to come back in for Columbia. That's going to give Schaefer a break. Gabby all inbound for the Golden Eagles. Fourth quarter again brought to you by Chelsea State Bank. holding on with a wing and a prayer here for the Golden Eagles. Riley Knapp, got to get a bucket quick, Riley. Go to work. Camden Knapp misses the catch for a moment. Hands off to Coley Brown. 38 seconds. They get it back to Riley Knapp. Howard comes out to guard. Gadosh comes to get it. She'll go into attack mode. She gets a step. Scoops. Oh, it's tough. Sideways shot, and it's going to go off of Camden Knapp on the rebound. Start to feel like that was, you had to get something there if you hope to keep this dream alive. 25.5 seconds left. Briar Rose is going to come in, one of the seniors here for the Golden Eagles. They get it up to McHale up the floor to Wells. And Camden Knapp gets a hand on Wells there, and she'll take it out on the sideline.
It's one of these points now in the game with 17 seconds. I think both coaches are okay. Just don't foul.
Yeah.
We gave it an effort. Fell a little short. I think that's going to do it.
And Lay will try to dribble this out. 10 seconds. 49-38. Looks like it might be our final. And it is. Round of applause from the Chelsea fans, but Columbia Central deserves a round of applause as well for a great game tonight. Big underdogs, and they hung around to the end. 49-38, our final. Let's take a two-minute commercial break, and we'll come back, get the post-game going for this one, and then also get the pregame going for game two of our doubleheader. 49-38, the final. Chelsea gets the win here on WKHM back in 2 minutes.
Hi, this is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you, Jackson County, to the winter high school sports season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest Go Mounties.
The way we use our homes is changing, and your local Carrier experts are here to improve your indoor comfort, from optimizing the performance of your heating and cooling system to ensuring your indoor air is cleaner and healthier.
Lamers Heating and Air Conditioning, Jackson County's premier Carrier dealer on Lansing Ave. For services like preventative maintenance, new installations, or replacements, give them a call at 517-787-6984 or visit them online at lamersheating.com.
Carrier, turn to the experts.
Lamers.
This is Jeff Beal, Superintendent for Jackson Public Schools. It is our mission to provide all students with a culture of academic excellence and workforce readiness so they achieve lifelong success. I invite everyone to come in and visit, see what all the hype is about. Our district offers newly renovated and state-of-the-art educational and athletic facilities. Combine that with our outstanding educational offerings such as early college, dual enrollment, virtual, free Montessori. We believe you will see why it is such a great day to be a Viking. Jackson Public Schools is where our community comes together to ensure all students achieve and thrive. Believe the hype. Go Vikings.
Need plastics? Alro Plastics is your source for cut-to-size performance plastics. Their inventory includes sheet, rod, tube, grating, and plate. They cut and ship many orders the same day. Since 1987, Alro Plastics has provided value-added processing to meet the most demanding fabrication requirements. Whether your business is large or small, they will provide you with competitive pricing, technical support, and superior service. Learn more at alro.com/plastics.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes in the post game here. Columbia Central not quite enough to get over the hump against the Chelsea Bulldogs. 49-38 the final. And so Columbia Central season will come to an end. But I'll tell you what, this felt like a preview of a future that looks really good for Columbia Central. Three very talented freshmen that played well in these couple games that we've seen. And, you know, you're going to have Riley Knapp back next year. You're going to have Cecilia Slatt back next year. You're going to have a lot of people who played big minutes for you back on the court for your team next year. Another year wiser and more skilled and another year coaching. And they're going to be a tough matchup in the Cascades Conference for a while.
Yeah, Briar Rose was the only senior that played minutes there here on Monday and Wednesday. I know Lydia Stewart's been hurt. Marissa Barrow, we saw a little bit Monday, but the only significant real minutes there is Rose. So, yeah, everybody's coming back, and for multiple years for a few of them.
Yeah, so, you hate to see your season end like this, but you got to feel good about the way you played against a very good Chelsea team. Never say die, didn't give up, and even going into that last couple minutes, it didn't feel like they were all done. They still had a chance, didn't make some of the shots and defensive plays they would have needed to get there, but I like that they even had a sniff that late in the game.
Yeah, they didn't quit.
So let's get the numbers for Columbia Central in defeat.
All right, for Columbia, we had Leland Brown with 8, Cecilia Slatt 6, Gabby Gaydash with 11, Coley Brown with 1, and leading the way today, all from the triple stripe, Riley Knapp, 12 points.
Riley Knapp with 12, 4 triples to get to that number, and even with me saying her name wrong, she still had a great game. And that's going to be a weapon for Columbia Central going forward is Riley Knapp from 3. That was it. How about for Chelsea?
Chelsea, we had Aaliyah Wells with 13, Maggie McHale with 2. Braden Scheffler with 6, Audrey McCarley with 6, and Avery Lay doing everything for the Bulldogs, 22 points.
You know, no surprise there. Avery Lay from the jump ball. She won the jump tap. I think she had their first bucket. She was just everywhere all the time the whole game for Chelsea. And I know Western and Michigan Center, both of their teams were here fully to view that whole game. And so whoever wins this matchup tonight immediately starts game planning for how they're going to slow down Avery Lay on Friday.
She's number 1, 2, and 3 on the scouting report.
No doubt about it. Well, our player of the game tonight, since Chelsea's not technically in our listening area, we'll stick with somebody from Columbia Central, and I'm going to make it Riley Knapp. Player of the game tonight, 4 big threes, played a lot of minutes. Cecilia Slatt had foul trouble, and so the sixth man, if you will, for them is Riley Knapp, and so she was in there most of the game and didn't play poorly at all.
Yeah, and Avery Knapp even had a 3, so between the two of them, they had 12. It was great.
And I do want to say thank you to all of our sponsors from Game 1, pregame Columbia Schools, first quarter Columbia Schools, fourth quarter Chelsea State Bank, free throws, of course, Aspen, 1 hour heating and air conditioning. Halftime for Grass Lake Community Schools, your destination district in Jackson County. And we'll go ahead and take a 3-minute break and wrap up our post game, put our pregame hats on as we get ready for game 2 of the playoff doubleheader as the Michigan Center Cardinals and Western Panthers get set to square off here on WKHM and online at WKHM.com.